Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast.
It's another edition of the Bubbles Podcast coming to you for all of your water and water-related goodness needs. How are you, sir?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. So, do you want to perhaps get, do you want to just hop right into it or talk about what we're doing in our life right now? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what. Number one, I want to thank Milan Patel again for coming on the podcast last week. It was such a great conversation. I want to apologize for a little bit of the audio quality that we had with the phone connection. We're going to have to get that dialed in a little bit better. But what a great podcast. I really enjoyed that discussion, James. How about you?
Yeah, it was a really nice discussion. I think it best one we had so far with him. He's such a great guest to have on this podcast. Speaking of which, if you wanna be featured on our podcast too, then you can send us a voice message if you're listening on Anchor. Or you can just email us and maybe we can arrange something to have an interview with you live.
Sounds good. Hit us up. So, James, I'm so thirsty. I just came back from playing tennis with the producer. And I'll tell you what, I worked up a sweat and I worked up a thirst. What are we drinking today?
So, we've got three different waters to review here, all new waters. And we've got a little extra special thing with the gift we've gotten from Christmas that I think will elevate our flat water tasting now.
Yeah, so looks good.
Now we have, if you remember our little fancy crate promise that we got where we would do one every 7 episodes or so.
Yeah, the waters that we got from Salacious Drinks, I think.
Yeah, one for every 7 episodes next. Well, this is our second to last one. It's by Lurigia. It's called Bolle Stille. It's carbonated natural spring water from Italy. And I'm very excited to try this water. It looks really, really good. And I'm very excited for it.
I am too. Why don't we tease that one? But do you want to hear a little bit more about it before we move on?
I think we should do that before we hop into them.
Before we taste it, right?
Yeah.
I think we'll save that one for last because that one, it's going to be good.
I want to do a little brief introduction of all of them.
We have waters from all over the world here today, don't we, James?
So we do.
The first one was Italy. Where's the second one from?
This one is from the Costa Rica rainforest. And it is an artesian water. Non-carbonated natural spring water. It comes in a tin, like some of the others.
A tin bottle, right?
Yeah, if you can
like
hear
the
that.
Path water and some of the other ones that we saw like that.
Yeah, it's got a beautiful like parrot on the front, and it's got like a nice blue butterfly decal. I really like the packaging on here. And we have the websites for all of these, so we're going to be able to go into a little more detail describing these waters. But this one is non-carbonated. So what we're going to do, we have our Soda Stream next to us here. And we're going to try it flat, and then we're going to carbonate it and see how it tastes carbonated.
This is like next level stuff we're doing here.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I love the picture of the parrot. Is that a parrot? What kind of bird is that?
It's a parrot.
That either is a macaw or a parrot.
I think that's a parrot.
On that one. So that one's from Costa Rica. And then, or Costa Rica. And then this is the next one. And I'm excited about this one, too. This one I got on Amazon.
Greek Springs Natural Spring Water. This is spring water. Sourced from a spring in Greece. We'll go more into detail, right? But this water is also flat. It comes in a plastic bottle. I'm not a huge fan of the packaging, but we'll get into that later.
It's very plain, the packaging. Yeah. And we'll assess it in our bottle cap ratings for sure. But it has a good alkalinity and high pH on this one.
And you know what I think we should do?
What?
I think we should give it to each water, except for the already naturally carbonated Bolle Stille, 2 different ratings. Because one for carbonated and one for non-carbonated.
Okay. Sounds good to me. But you know what, James? I can't wait another minute. I'm so thirsty. Please pick a water to crack open.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to because I want to go into detail on whichever one we're going to crack open.
Okay. Well, let's get that process started here.
Which one do you want to do first?
I'm going to say let's go for the Greek one first.
Greek Springs.
Greek Springs. So while you're pulling that up, I'll just read a little bit more off of the bottle here. James mentioned it's in a 1-liter plastic bottle, has a G on it, and it has an 8 pH. I guess the G is for Greece. And this is bottled at the source, Mount. I can't even
Mount
pronounce
Ida.
That.
Mount Ida. Okay, so I have the website pulled up here. Bottled at Mount Ida, Greece. Drank thousands of years ago by the ancient Greek Minoan civilization, this natural alkaline water is bottled at the source from an ancient spring that bursts out of the carbonated rocks of Mount Ida on the island of Crete, said to be the birthplace of Zeus. It's the purest, healthiest way to stay hydrated. It has a natural pH level of 8. It's rich in electrolytes and minerals. And yeah, we should crack it open.
Is there a total dissolved solids anywhere in there?
I don't think it shows the TDS on here. I can check here.
I'm trying to look on the package as well.
I'm not seeing a TDS on here. That's a shame, but I think it's going to be pretty nice.
Well, here, let's try it. Some for you. I don't want to pour too much because we're going to have to carbonate it too.
Yeah.
Some for me. Cheers, James.
Cheers.
To bubbles.
To bubbles. Oh, that's delicious. That's a pretty good water.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Mmm. Mm.
It's just so drinkable. It's neutral. I'm not getting, like, it's not extreme. There's no, like, a robust flavor to it or anything like that. It's just, like, a good drinkable water.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to sound odd because it's water, right? It's there to hydrate you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One more time. Yeah, it goes down my throat. I don't know if that's just something with me. Taste it again. Feel after it. It goes down and then it gets a little dry in your mouth, huh?
I could see that. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like part of the mineral compound or something.
It might be the pH as well. I don't know how the pH affects like the taste, the dryness going down.
But like your throat. It's very hydrating when it goes down, and then it immediately, like, dries up. It's crazy. But should we try it carbonated?
We should try it carbonated, and while you're setting that up, I'm just going to see if I can look up the total dissolved solids here.
All right. Take this. Oh, sorry. Oh.
Oh, a little too much. You can pour some out into here.
Yep, you're very thirsty, huh? All right, there we go.
Time to carbonate?
Yep. Here, take that bottle. Go like that. Screw it in. All right, let's see if you guys can hear this, because our gain is on, like, 7.5 now. Let's see if you can hear this. Are we posting this on Insta?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, no, it seems like you guys can't hear it, but it's definitely carbonating. You can see what it looks like and check it out on Insta if you want. Let's see.
Here, try that, James.
Oh, why did I? Oh, that's better. That's a lot better. Wow.
So what does carbonating it do to the flavor?
It's bringing out a lot more. I don't know if part of that's the
I'll tell you what, that's like a party in my mouth now.
Yeah. I think a lot of it's the CO2. So yeah, I'm really like, I'm picking up a lot of sourness here, and it's really like the texture is so much better. That it's getting rid of the dryness, and we carbonated a lot, huh?
You know what? Only 3 pumps, and SodaStream instructions say between 3 and 5, so we did 3. But it really brings out the complexity in the water with that carbonation. It, like, wakes it up.
Yeah.
Makes it way more alive.
Yeah. And that is why we prefer carbonated water. Also, the texture is just very nice, but...
So, yeah. No luck finding the TDS on that one. We'll have to come back to that.
Yeah, we'll have to see on the Rainforest one too. I don't know if it's if the TDS is on the bottle or on the website or.
Well, let's move into this next one. Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just gonna finish up here. You can start reading that.
Yep. So this is Kiss Plastic Goodbye, Costa Rica, Pura Vida, and there's the Costa Rican flag. Artesian water, Agua Mineral Natural.
Yeah.
And then on here, it says Hencho en Costa Rica, I guess product of Costa Rica. It's mostly in Spanish. And there's some information on the side here. Here we go. pH 7.2, total dissolved solids 20. So it's like a mid-range total dissolved solids.
Well, I would say more on the lower side. But...
Mid to low, yeah. Yeah. Na 6.7, Ca 4.2, Mg, magnesium, I guess 1.6, and Ci 3.5. So, yeah. Should we crack it open?
I have a couple things from the website here that I wanna talk about. But here. So they have quite a few options. They have 16 ounces, 16.9 ounces, 25.4 ounces, and yeah, that's it.
I love the branding. Go back up and look at those pictures.
Yeah, it's very beautiful bottles. And what they're doing here is actually, I think they're doing the same thing as Pathwater, which is a little weird, but also good because it's a good thing. Actually, I don't know if Pathwater is doing this. Every time you purchase a bottle of water, they plant a tree.
And oh, that's great. That's great for sustainability. And look at that, all the plastic bottles they've deferred.
Yeah.
And then what are the pictures on those on the bottles? I guess it represents animals from the rainforest.
Yeah, there's a baby cheetah. The parrot or macaw that we have, and then a beautiful blue butterfly.
Wow.
So should we crack it open?
I think we should. Let's try this. And where did you get this bottle, James?
We got it. Where did we get it? Ralph's. Ralph's. I think it was at Ralph's.
Ralph's is our local grocery store chain down here in Southern California.
Yep. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that is different. That's good.
That's good water. That's a good water. It's also very neutral. It's not far off from the Greek water, really.
Well, I actually beg to differ.
Okay.
But it's bringing me back memories. If you don't know, I was born in Miami, and I have very vague memories from, like, my last year there as a little kid. Of, like, going to, like, smells of, like, the rain, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, tropical smells. And the taste of this water.
Uh-huh. Like, in Miami, it's tropical, so in the afternoon sometimes it rains really, really hard.
It's bringing me back to that humidity. Yeah. Like, it's like amazing. Steamy. Like, it's actually, I'm getting one of those, I don't know if you've.
I don't want to pour any more of this because we gotta carbonate
it. If you're listening to this, you've probably seen Ratatouille. But I'm getting one of those Ratatouille moments, you know, where, but instead it's water. Like,
what's the Ratatouille moment?
If you remember when the interviewer, I forget his name, who comes and tastes the food that Remy makes.
Yes.
He gets, like, flashback memories to his childhood.
Uh-huh.
From, you know, the dish Ratatouille. And, yeah, I'm getting that right now. It's, like, it's really nice. I'm getting, like...
I don't think we're going to have enough to carbonate this one, bud.
We'll have to see. Just try. Maybe it works.
Oh, it looks like it's working.
Well. Whew.
I think it worked.
Yeah.
Here, give that a try.
Whoa, it's smoking.
It definitely worked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that is so good.
Let me give it a try. Mm.
Oh, wait. It's so bitter, though. Whoa.
Wow. That made it bitter. Mm-hmm. The bubbles. And they're pretty harsh, the bubbles going down your throat.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's also because there wasn't a lot of liquid in the bottle.
That might be it. It's
like extra carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Man. It's a very good water, though. Oh, we have to do our bottle cap ratings.
Yeah, let's do it. So let's go back to the first one and do the bottle cap rating on the Greek.
Flat out of 10 and then carbonated out of 10.
Okay.
You want to start?
I'll start first. So I'm going to mark the Greek one down on the packaging.
It gets 2 down on the packaging.
Because it's a really cheapo plastic bottle, plastic band. Also, the branding, it looks like, you know, a house brand. Water, like just a reverse osmosis type of deal. Nothing stands out about it to show that it's like a special Greek artisan spring water. I think they really got to work on their branding on this one. But for the product itself, it's excellent. It's really good. It's a natural water. I love Greece. I love everything about like the Greek culture and food and history and the architecture in Greece. And, you know, I could see sitting on in like Mykonos or Santorini on like one of those white buildings where they have the blue doors and everything, sipping on this water and just having a great time. So bringing back kind of those memories of Greek vacations in the past and stuff. And the water is really excellent. So I'm going on and on here, James, but I'm going to give my bottle cap rating. I'm going to rate it 7 out of 10. And that's for the still.
Okay. So for the still, it gets too marked down for the packaging for me. I cannot stand this packaging. It looks, Nestle did a better job. Nestle did a better job with their water, with their bland reverse osmosis water. But yeah, it's just, it's so bland. I don't know why they would ever do this, but the water's okay. It's not very unique in my opinion. I don't find it very nice. The still, I'm gonna give a 4 out of 10, which
four
is
4 out of 10. Okay.
Sad to hear. It gets too marked down for the packaging. It's just terrible packaging, and the taste is like a 6 out of 10, so it comes down to a 4.
Okay, and then I'm gonna rate it on the sparkling version. And for me, adding the bubbles really brought out the complexity of this water and made it even taste better to me. So I'm going to give it one additional bottle cap for the sparkling version. It's going to get an 8 out of 10 for me.
The sparkling elevated the texture and the flavor, like, a lot. And since it gets such a harsh rating for the packaging, I'm going to mark it up 3 from a 4 out of 10 to a 7 out of 10.
That's dope, James. Good for you.
Because the flavoring, because the flavor got really brought out by that carbonation, and the texture was really nice.
Cool. And what about the second one? So, and then we'll save the best for last, the Italian Lersino one.
You know what I think we should do?
What?
On this one, for the still and sparkling rating, we'll do the still first. Let's just say our rating. 3, 2, 1, and then tell the reasoning after, okay?
Okay, wait.
On the same time.
On still first, right?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 7.
6 out of 10. Okay.
Okay, so you came up with 6 and I came up with 7?
I take back what I said. 7. I'm gonna go
What's
with
the
you.
Point
you
of saying what? Them at the same time if you're gonna take it back?
No, okay, because I was thinking going solely off of it, but I wasn't thinking about the packaging. Packaging is beautiful. No, I'm taking that back too. It gets an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 for you. Even and I'm on 7. Sparkling. Okay. So explain your 8 out of 10 rating on the still water for Rainforest Artisan Water from Costa Rica.
It's amazing.
So you like the packaging?
9 out of 10.
You're up to 9 out of 10.
Cuz they're planting trees with sails of water.
So we like the sustainability a lot, right? There's no plastic here. It's a recyclable aluminum bottle. Hopefully this bottle gets recycled too and doesn't end up in a landfill. But they're also planting trees. It's very sustainable. They have a good voice of nature on here. You know what we should do? We should look up this little QR code and see where that brings us.
Yeah, you can do that. But I'll talk about why I guess 9 out of 10 for the still. This water has such a beautiful packaging, and their company is doing such an amazing thing with planting these trees and, you know, just trying to spread awareness like this. And the water is so good. It's natural water from it's natural water from like a Costa Rica spring, and it's great. It's just like, oh, I love it. But yeah, and then the carbonated, if we carbonated it properly, it would have been a 9.5 out of 10. Because there's not many ways that you can elevate this water much. I'm not a big, like, oh, 10 out of 10 is a coveted rating. But, like, this water can't be elevated much more than it is, but it's very, very good.
It's very good. So that QR code brings you to the Rainforest, where you can see in 360 and the sounds of the rainforest.
Oh, that sounds amazing on the mic. Hear that?
So we've been transported to a rainforest.
Some nice ASMR. Yeah.
And also, there's some more information there about the number of trees they planted and all kinds of stuff. So definitely want to go check out their website. For you'll go to Costa Rica Rainforest Arches and Water to pull that up. And then what about the carbonated version, James?
I already explained my reasoning on it. I gave it a 9.5 out of 10 because this water can't be elevated much more than it is. And we didn't carbonate it properly, so I couldn't get a proper rating on it.
Okay, well, I was at 7 out of 10 on the still. I'm going to stick to that, even though you had great points. And I'm going to drop it to a 5 out of 10 on the carbonated.
Yeah, we ruined it with it. We didn't carbonate it properly, that one.
It's too harsh. It's just like, it tastes like a club soda, you know, a cheap club soda once it's carbonated.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to stick with 9.5 out of 10 because I can't keep changing my ratings. But I didn't like it as much as the original, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know why I rated it higher.
Well, hey. Is it time for the main event of the afternoon?
Yeah. I think it is. Do you have some information on this water?
I sure do, James. So this is one of the high-end premium waters that we got from Salacious Drinks. It's called Bole Sparkling Water. And I believe I have some information here on it. I do. And here it is. So that's the bottle, right? This one looks a little bit different. Balance, still in classic. Oh, so is this a sparkling water? Oh, I've got the wrong one up here. Hang on. Let me find the right one.
Okay, so while he's finding the right one, I'm just going to describe the packaging to you because it's unique, to say the least. This water is very, like this, I don't know how to describe the bottle. You'll see it on our Instagram, but it starts, like, at a pretty thick bottom, and then it kind of, like, gets thinner until, like, about a fifth of the way up, and then it just stays, like, a normal bottle, kind of, and it has the, Laurigia, or however you say it, the manufacturer's name, imprinted on the bottle. And this is carbonated natural spring water. The packaging is very minimal, not very colorful, but I like it. It like in a good way. And it's very nice looking. And I can't wait to crack it open.
Well, let's crack it open, James. Let's try it.
Yeah, because I found the total dissolved solids. It has 31 total dissolved solids.
Okay, so another mid-range kind of neutral to bold.
All right. Some for you.
Had trouble finding a website for this particular water. Not that much information out there on the web.
Huh. You want some more?
Please.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that is nice.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that water has pizzazz.
It's
What's
good.
Up with that water?
Here, let me.
It's very, very lightly carbonated, if at all, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a light carbonation. I wouldn't say it's very, very light, but...
Is it naturally carbonated?
No, because they have different types, right? They have... I'm not sure, but... Wow, it's very acidic. Very acidic. For 31 total dissolved solids, it's kind of crazy. But, I like this water quite a bit. I kind of want to give our rating already. If you want to do that. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do the ratings.
So, I'm going to give this water, trying to think. I really like the packaging.
Now, let me give you a little bit more information on it here. Bole and Still, an exclusive bottle completes the best of tradition of the evolution made in Italy. Lucina Water, the creativity of Scott's associate, the technical competence of Gunisia. I have a feeling that this is Google translated, James. Bully is our version of water and added carbon dioxide of a natural source. The water is light. Yeah, it's definitely
Google translated.
Google translated from Italian.
But okay. So I like this water quite a bit. It's very acidic. It's got a nice carbonation to it. And I enjoy it. So I think we should I think I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 because it's not the best we've tried, but it's pretty darn good. Just because it's from Italy doesn't mean
it's a little acidic. Do you get some acidity from the taste?
Yeah, I just said I get a lot of acidity. Lot. It's like there's already lemon in here.
I know, right? It's a little bold for me. So I think it's a great water, high end. I love the packaging. Most products from Italy, food and beverage you get are really, really high end. You know, they have high standards in Italy, and it's a damn good water. I like it. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 as well, James.
Nice. So we agree. We're going to be right back. And because I guess that concludes our water tasting segment.
Well, I'll tell you what. After drinking all that water, I need a bio break. So let's take a quick bio break and we'll be back.
All right.
And we're back talking about H2O, our favorite topic, water.
James, but this is different water.
James, what does H2O stand for?
I'm sorry, Miss Sordorf, if I butcher this. Two hydrogen, atoms, one oxygen.
Two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom making up
water.
Water.
But this is a different type of water because this is H2O with some sodium in it.
Well, we had some fun yesterday, didn't we, James?
We did. We went to the beach.
Where did we go?
We went to San Clemente?
Or just say, we went to San Clemente.
Okay.
San Clemente, that's where we went. And what did we do at San Clemente?
We fished off of a pier and had the best seafood I ever had in my life. We didn't catch it, sadly. We suck at fishing. But
Well, we don't suck at fishing. We suck at catching, James.
But, we had some, there's a restaurant, I'm gonna shout out this restaurant, it's 10 times more famous than us, for sure, but it's just very, it's so good. If you live somewhere near San Clemente, go try it. It is called the Fisherman's Restaurant and Bar. It's an oyster bar on the San Clemente Pier, and it is delicious. I had, like, some great mussels, and you can eat it like looking at people surfing like on the pier.
Well, here's the cool thing, because in these times of COVID and, you know, there's a spike of cases and stuff, most restaurants are closed and they can't open safely, but this one is fantastic because it's totally socially distanced and you're actually sitting out on the open pier over the ocean. So I think it's about amazing. The safest place you could have your lunch in times of COVID, and wow, was it good.
Yeah, it was like, wow. It had this beautiful tender and crispy fried fish, and we got some really nice mussels, too.
James, while you're talking, I'm just going to pour you some more of this delicious Bolle Still Lucina water, because we got to finish off this delicious bottle while we finish our podcast here this afternoon.
And the best part they had there, the best I've ever had, oysters. They had some amazing oysters. Normally, I like oysters, right?
Well, James, you have a pretty refined palate for a 12-year-old, you know?
I mean, I like oysters, right? And most of the time people think, oh, they're nasty, because maybe they just haven't had good ones. Yeah. You know, they had some amazing oysters here. They were so good.
They were
good.
Really good. You know, they're a little slimy, an oyster on the half shell, but you put a little bit of that cocktail sauce in there, some Tabasco, some horseradish, a little lemon on there.
It's salty, sour, spicy. It's really good.
Yeah, that was good. And some mussels we had there too, right?
Tangy. Yeah, some really nice mussels and white wine sauce. They had a little sourdough that came. The sourdough wasn't too great, But man, that fish and chips. That fish and chips was a different level.
Yeah, pretty amazing to just sit out there and see, like you said, the surfers. And, you know, it's the middle of January, but it must have been about 80 degrees. It was so nice out.
Yeah. It was like it was a great beach day, and it's the middle of January. It's crazy to think about. But what else were we making during that time that we were out?
Well, I think when we came back, we fired up the smoker.
Oh yeah, we did it when we came back, not like when we went out. We fired up the smoker and we started another pork butt. Our fourth one since we started this podcast.
This is gonna be the best one ever.
Ooh, it looks so tender and so great. We pulled it already. We hadn't like the actual tools to pull it now, like not a fork. Got it for Christmas in a kit. So yeah.
I think we should enjoy a nice bottle of Topo Chico when we have that pork butt.
Yeah,
that should pair good.
That should pair really nice.
With the bubbles and just the total dissolved solids, it's going to be a good fit.
It will be.
What's on for the rest of the day today, James?
I'm going to go hang out with my friends for, like, a long time.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do?
We're just going to chill out. They're probably going to skate. I'm going to use my bike.
You're going to use your bike? Just got repaired?
Yeah, just got out of the shop. I was so happy. It's riding really smoothly. Just really, really nice.
You doing some jumps and tricks?
Not many. There are not many tricks you can do on a mountain bike, but it's just really nice to ride.
Yeah, you like going off curbs, though.
I do, a lot.
You're flying off those curbs.
And I like riding in, like, dirt and stuff, doing dirt trails, jumps. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And you got a good spot on your bike for a water bottle?
Uh-huh.
We're going to put those lights on there for you, too, because it's getting dark early, and sometimes you're coming back when it's a little dusky out.
Yeah. So I think we're about to wrap up our podcast, huh?
Well, the only other topic that I had to talk about was to say thank you to all of the listeners that are out there that continue to support our podcast and tune in every week. We sure do love doing it. We love to hear your feedback. So James mentioned earlier in the podcast, but I'm just going to repeat it again. Please, if you want to support the show, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can hit us up on Instagram at The Bubbles Podcast.
You can send us a voice message on Anchor. If you just scroll up to the little top of our little page there. It's a pretty big button next to our logo that says voice message. What else?
Well, on behalf of all of the water lovers out there, I'm Steve.
Well, I mean, I'm James, and our podcast is at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. And without further ado,
this has been
the most awkward outro ever. Woo!
Bye, guys.